USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump celebrated the National Day of Prayer by announcing a White House initiative that he said would underpin policies recognizing the vital role of religion in the country. As he said, quote, America is a nation of believers.
Across the government, we have taken action to defend the religious conscience of doctors, nurses, teachers, students, and groups like the Little Sisters of the Poor.
Legislation sent to Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon would allow adults to carry handguns without a permit, similar to a so-called constitutional carry legislation that has been adopted in a dozen other states. The bill authorizes people 21 and older and military personnel who are at least 18 to legally carry a handgun, either openly or concealed, without a state-issued license or permit. A background check would still be required, and the handguns would still be banned in elementary schools and government buildings. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
The war on terror is a battle that we are constantly fighting here in the United States. Well, former Department of Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson gave kudos to the Trump administration. Take a listen.
From my Homeland Security perspective, I give this administration, this president, and this Secretary of Defense, Jim Mattis, who's a friend of mine, a lot of credit for what they've done to almost completely demolish ISIS in Iraq and Syria, the so-called caliphate there, eliminating the ground force there, and frankly reducing the threat to the homeland. We still have to deal with the prospect of terrorist-inspired attacks by lone wolves, those who self-radicalize on the internet, but we've done a very good job of reducing the size of the land that they held in Iraq and Syria.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. And with a quick look at your numbers on Wall Street this afternoon, currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down single digits. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some South Florida police officers found a unique way to mark National Day of Prayer, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Hoping to bridge the gap between law enforcement and the community with prayer, officers from about a dozen agencies taking part in an event called Prayer with a Cop. Drivers invited to pull up, roll down their window, receive a prayer, and then be on their way. It follows some recent tragic violence against police officers, including the murders of two sheriff's deputies as they were simply eating lunch at a Chinese restaurant in North Florida. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A jagged crack suddenly appeared on a window aboard a Southwest Airlines flight yesterday. It startled passengers and forced the pilot to divert the plane to Cleveland, where it made a safe landing. Leah Gabriel is a former Navy pilot and airline expert. She explains why this isn't that big of a deal.
Well, first of all, I want to mention that they did not actually declare an emergency. It was considered an emergency landing, but if the pilots felt as though they needed to declare an emergency, in other words, they needed priority handling to get priority handling to a runway, then they would have declared an emergency. It's important for people to know that things like this do happen. Cracked windows are not that unusual when it comes to airlines, and they have redundant systems. It's very different from something, a blunt trauma like what happened when that piece of the engine basically came through the window a couple weeks ago. So this is not as scary as it may seem to passengers.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Burke.